Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. After 12 years, the Bill Cassidy era in the U.S. Senate is coming to an end. 6 years after winning re-election in a landslide, Cassidy fails to make the runoff in the Republican primary. Tonight, when Cassidy saw the writing on the wall, he gave his concession speech to his supporters.
I have been able to go across our state for the last 6 months in the battle of the campaign, meeting people across our state who care about our state, and I feel great for the privilege. Let me just say that.
Political analyst Bernie Pinsonat says Cassidy sealed his fate 5 years ago when he voted to convict then-former President Trump during his second impeachment trial in the wake of the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
At that point in time, remember, there was very little thought given to Trump making a return. He did make a return, and that almost sealed the doom of Bill Cassidy.
And Cassidy found out today that Republican voters have very long memories. LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
So with Cassidy's third place finish in the GOP primary, that means John Fleming will take on Julia Letlow in the runoff on June 27th. LRN projected Letlow to advance fairly early on, and Letlow addressed her supporters.
Tonight, Louisiana sent a clear message that they want a candidate to represent them in the Senate who will always put America first and never turn her back on Louisiana voters.
Now, on the Democratic side, Jamie Davis came up just short of winning the primary outright, so he will advance to the June 27th runoff, where he will face Gary Crockett. LRN is projecting that when all the votes are counted, Crockett will have more of them than Nick Alvarez. The two had been neck and neck all night long. But there were no close votes when it came to the five constitutional amendments. All of them were defeated by double digits. It marks the second year in a row that voters turned away all constitutional amendments on the ballot. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.